They had a few miscues, but the New England Patriots earned their 11th win of the season last night in front of the home crowd. The Pats held off a comeback by the Baltimore Ravens for a 30-23 win in Foxborough. Afterwards, Coach Bill Belichick acknowledged it looked dicey in the second half.
Thought our guys really, hung in there. Wasn't perfect. Three turnovers obviously hurt us. We kept battling and made some big plays in all three areas of the game there at the end. We had to make them, and that's the important thing, is come out of here with a win against a good football team.
With us now to review the Patriots game last night, as he is every week, is Mike Reese with ESPN Boston. Good morning, Mike, and welcome back to WBUR's Morning Edition. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This had to be, at least from the fans' point of view, the most exciting game of the season so far.
Yeah, and you could feel it in the stadium. It had some of the best energy at Gillette Stadium, a great environment for football. And what made it so interesting was that the Patriots came out and started to play so well. It looked like it was going to be a blowout game, and then they ran into some trouble early in the second half, and it became a very close game, which added to the excitement.
All right, let's go through it. You mentioned, first of all, in the big picture sense, that the Pats had quite a test with the Ravens. How good a team did they beat last night?
Well, this is one of the better teams in their conference, and one of the things that you hear around the NFL is that it's not always who you play, but it's when you play them, because every team is going to be at different strength in terms of health-wise and have different momentum at different points in the year. And this Baltimore team came into this game with a lot of momentum. They were coming off a victory over a good Miami Dolphins team by 32 points. So they were hot coming in here. The Patriots got a very good team.
And with an exceptional defense, the Ravens, an exceptional defense.
A top-ranked defense. They were number one in terms of fewest yards allowed entering this game and considered the toughest defense to run the ball against, and it was interesting to see the Patriots ring up a significant amount of yardage against the Ravens and also run the ball against them.
All right, and yet the Patriots appeared to be cruising to an easy victory, as you mentioned, until the third quarter. They were up 23-3, but then they botched a punt, they had a fumble, and suddenly it was 23-17. Is that a weak spot for the Patriots, or just bad luck last night?
Well, there's one part of it that's definitely a weak spot, and it's their punt returns, and they have a rookie. Their top draft pick, Cyrus Jones, has had a very difficult time in that role all year, and it's actually the reason they drafted him out of Alabama with the 60th overall pick in the draft. So it's a little bit frustrating for the team to have a player they thought would really be able to help him in that role who continues to struggle. And then the other one is a little bit of bad luck with the fumble on the kickoff return by their captain, Matthew Slater. You don't see that too often.
All right, the play of the game in the eyes of many came in the fourth quarter when Tom Brady hit receiver Chris Hogan on the first play of the drive for a 79-yard touchdown. Is Brady having more success this season with the long ball than he has in recent years?
He is, and this is remarkable because this is a part of his game that really wasn't up to par, as recently as a couple of years ago. And usually when you get older, as Tom Brady is getting older, he's 39 years old, those areas don't always get better. This one has, and so the question is why. This receiver, Chris Hogan in particular, has done a great job this year getting behind the defense and creating more open space for Tom Brady to make those throws so they're not as contested as maybe they were in the past.
Important with Rob Gronkowski out for the rest of the season.
Extremely important because their options are limited without Rob Gronkowski, and we know that when they have these gotta-have-it plays, those are plays when you need to get a first down and you need to go to your top guys. Usually that would be Rob Gronkowski. Now Tom Brady needs to find other players, and Chris Hogan is one of them.
All right. Finally, the defense. They scored the first points of the game with a safety. They had an interception. They held Baltimore almost scoreless in the entire first half, but then the Ravens came back in the second half. What do we make of that?
Well, this defense did a great job, Bob, and here's the thing to look at is, yes, they gave up two touchdowns, but the Ravens started those two drives very close to the end zone because of those turnovers that we had talked about. So really, the defense was probably their steadiest unit over the course of the entire game. And I talked to quite a few players after the game, and their confidence is high that they continue to build, and they're putting together the type of defense that they feel they need to have to be a Super Bowl contender.
All right, Pats play the Broncos in Denver next weekend. How tough is that going to be?
Well, they're the defending Super Bowl champions, but they're having a down year. Their offense is really having a tough time. They're not scoring a lot of points, but their defense is one of the best in the league. And if there's one place in the NFL that always seems to give the Patriots a hard time, it's Denver, no matter who's playing on the opposite side.
Well, it can sure be a loud stadium for the opposing team.
No doubt.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN Boston and offers regular analysis here for WBUR's Morning Edition. Very good to see you this morning.
Thanks for having me, Bob.